You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
My fellow Americans, 4 years ago, we launched a great national effort to rebuild our country, to renew its spirit, and to restore the allegiance of this government to its citizens. In short, we embarked on a mission to make America great again for all Americans. As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
Those are some of the words of President Trump as he officially leaves office. We have a new president, Joe Biden, our 46th president, the oldest man ever to be elected president at age 78. Trump leaves at age 74. Today, we're going to spend a lot of time on the speeches from both men. Trump, in his remarks going out, talking about what he accomplished, what he tried to accomplish, and of course, we know the many battles he had to fight on a continuous day. From the very beginning, that night that Hillary had called him and conceded the election, and he came out to greet everyone and say she had called and then wished her well and praised her for a hard-fought campaign and said, let's put all this behind us. Let's go forward now with a new vision of unity. The leftists weren't going to take it. They didn't think they should have lost. They challenged his election. Let them not act like they never did. They challenged it in one when it came to the certification of the Electoral College votes. They did the very thing that they've claimed this time around, as Senator Cruz and Senator Hawley and others led the same challenge in the Senate for the electoral votes. They did the same thing regarding Trump. But for those doing it now, you're considered an insurrectionist, and you should be expelled. The Democrats in the past did it, and they were properly legal challenges, and they failed, just as the efforts this time failed. Whatever you think of the election, whether you believe is 100% legal and no fraud, or you think the whole thing was stolen, or you just don't know, you're in doubt, you're confused, it just doesn't seem to make sense. Whatever it is, that is now past. We have a new president, and Joe Biden deserves from us as Americans and a nation respect and honor for him in that office, as does Kamala Harris as VP. And I truly pray that they will do what is best for the nation and not try to transform us into some country we are not. But the leftist objectors are already coming forward, even though Biden also in his opening remarks today from the Capitol steps after taking the oath said we need to heal, we need to come together. The sniping has started from the left, from the mainstream media, which will become either state-controlled media or mute. They've already been sniping, going at Trump on the way out, and you as a Trump supporter. Biden has a lot of work if he really wants to bring us together. I'm going to give him the benefit of doubt that he does, just as Trump did that time when he stood there on that election night. But here will be the difference. The mainstream media which never gave Trump a so-called honeymoon, as presidents often get, Biden right now, in their view, has been coronated until they can move Kamala in, and they will give him such preferential treatment. They've already started. In fact, some of the remarks I saw coming out last night, they are sticky sweet. They are almost making you sick when you read and see them. It's going to be a different 4 years. It's going to be a reason this program is going to be more important to you than the last 4 years. And I appreciate your support. A lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
And so it is official. Joe Biden is now our 46th president. And then he delivered his remarks. Now, you heard in that cut Supreme Court Justice John Roberts issuing the oath with Joe Biden behind Joe Biden's side. Make it Dr. Biden. We'll go by her title. And she stood by him as he took the oath, using a 127-year-old family Bible, they say. Trump was not present. Trump had left earlier on Air Force One for a last time to be on it, and going to Florida. He did, by the way, in some of his remarks, and we're going to get over that in more detail later, tell supporters, quote, we will be back in some form. But today he did not attend the inauguration. I'd said previously I wish he would, but he chose not to. I have to agree on one hand that what good is it going to mean? It would not improve his ranking, his rating among those who hate him. It wouldn't change anything. This just gave them another reason to attack him. Vice President Pence, now I say former Vice President Pence, did attend. Jimmy Carter was not present, our 39th president, because he's 96 years of age. But Biden said that he did talk to him. President Biden said he did talk to him last night. Despite all you've heard from many criticizing Trump for the way he's acted and done things, and yes, I have joined in some of that criticism depending on the events, he did in a prepared statement make remarks about things he wanted to say regarding the incoming administration.
This week we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. To serve as your president has been an honor beyond description. Thank you for this extraordinary privilege, and that's what it is, a great privilege and a great honor. We must never forget that while Americans will always have our disagreements, we are a nation of incredible, decent, faithful, and peace-loving citizens who all want our country to thrive and flourish and be very, very successful and good. We are a truly magnificent nation.
Those are the words of President Trump. As you heard him say, we offer our prayers for the incoming administration. We had this inauguration, and despite the fears, the concerns, of course, part of it born out of what happened January 6th, with 25,000 National Guard troops around, in addition to Capitol Police, State Police, federal officers, no reports of any kind of violence, no reports of even hecklers or anti-protests that I've seen. I'm not saying there weren't any, I just haven't seen them. I haven't seen anything from around the nation at the various state capitals of anything that is over the top. Not from, I should say, Trump supporters. There have been some reports regarding Antifa. Apparently, Antifa had planned some targeted destruction and direct action on Inauguration Day. Antifa organizers apparently calling for it. One Antifa poster stating, "It's not effing over," and they wanted direct action in Seattle, Washington. I have not seen anything come down details on that yet, if there has been anything. But again, in D.C. at the inauguration, nothing. In San Francisco, another Antifa group planning a smash fascism rally at some point today. And still another Antifa group in Portland, Oregon. So Joe Biden today promised and pledged we will try to work together. Those were his statements. He said, "We will work together. I pledge to you we will have national unity." Even if that is his true wish and desire, I'm not sure he's going to be able to achieve it when you look at those around and behind him. Kamala Harris, the vice president, I should say, is more in line with those who are still in the streets wanting to wage actions and war against not just Trump, but Trump supporters. And we ought to see how she handles these things as they escalate, because they will. They've already talked about silencing, punishing anyone who supported Trump. Biden said, "I pledge this to you, we will have unity. I will work for that for all Americans." World leaders reacting to his inauguration, saying it's a great day for democracy. I would agree. A majority of Americans surveyed in a Gallup poll say they approve of Biden's transition and that Biden is entering the White House with a little bit improvement on his numbers. This Gallup poll that was conducted January 4th through the 15th showed 68% of Americans say they approve of how Biden has handled his presidential transition. And they gave him the transition approval about the same as they did Bill Clinton when he was inaugurated. And slightly higher than the 61% of Republican George Bush in the same poll when he was sworn in. Biden's approval is still far lower than the 83% transition approval for Barack Obama when he came in. All our debating and so forth, the arguments over the election and how it was conducted, I'm not asking you to forget it. I'm asking you to say that has and recognize it has no relevance for the past. It does have relevance for where we go from here to make sure that we properly vet future elections and that state legislatures, which is where some of your votes count immediately, that those elected to state legislatures and in those positions make sure that the voting rolls are cleared of those who are either dead or have moved or are no longer registered in that state and registered elsewhere, that they clean them off the rolls. The only problem is, and we've already seen it, when you start doing that, you're going to have many coming forward and saying you're trying to disenfranchise the poor, the minorities. No, actually, I'm trying to protect their vote as well. I think every American's vote should be protected. Even if you're voting and canceling my vote out, your vote is important. But I'm hoping this last time around will prove to us how important it is that we have valid information on who is voting and verification, authentication. But with Biden already talking about we're going to have open borders and we've got caravans pushing toward our southern border now who believe that once they get in the nation that they will be given amnesty. They will be future voters who should not have the same standing as American citizens, but they will get it. Donald Trump issued a prepared statement last night, in addition to remarks today made as he prepared to board Air Force One. Listen to what he says and think back over the last 4 years as he makes these remarks.
My fellow Americans, 4 years ago we launched a great national effort to rebuild our country, to renew its spirit, and to restore the allegiance of this government to its citizens. In short, we embarked on a mission to make America great again for all Americans. As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
We're going to look later in this hour about those many accomplishments, which will be glossed over, ignored, refuted, even overturned by the incoming administration. Things that I believe will make our nation more unsafe, to be direct, will threaten us more. I'm watching from my morning slap in the face I get from the New York Times every day, the letter of what's to come in the New York Times and what's important today by their writer, David Leonhardt. And he says, good morning, it's Donald Trump's final day as president, Joe Biden's first. You can just hear the glee inside that. That's fine. The winners are allowed to celebrate. But then it begins, a Capitol under siege. They just could not stick with the fact that they won and that everything's good. Don't know what he wants to point out. The day is still a triumph of democracy in the most important way. A defeated president's attempt to overturn a fair election has failed, as has a violent attack on Congress by his supporters. American democracy is under siege. Washington resembles an armed encampment, with visitors barred from many places, fences surrounding the National Mall, troops lining the streets. Trump will not attend the event, and many of his supporters believe his false claims. You can already hear the drumbeat, can't you? You can hear where they're going to go for the direction moving forward. And we've already had at least one member of Congress call for punishing those in the Senate and the House who led any effort to delay or re-question the certification of electoral votes. That, of course, AOC. And then we also had yesterday Mitch McConnell, at that time Senate Majority Leader, stepping forward and placing the riot at the Capitol at the feet of President Trump. I want to discuss that.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
Those are the words of Mitch McConnell. The mob fed lies, provoked by President Trump and other powerful people. Anyone who thought McConnell was actually trying to be a good Republican over the last 4 years, it's all in the open now. You know what it reminds me of? It's that kid in the class. You know the one I'm talking about. When the teacher's in the room, you're very polite, always kissing up to the teacher, maybe bringing an apple, always trying to get on the good side of the teacher. But the moment the teacher gets out, that's the student that starts throwing things and going wild because the teacher's not there anymore. And I'm not sure that McConnell will actually represent conservative Americans moving forward as the Biden team begins to come in and change things. Biden is already going to do a lot of changes by executive order. The president and Vice President Harris have been taking part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and then on to the White House. He's already indicated what he's going to do. He's going to cancel the permit, has already threatened to do so, over the Keystone Pipeline. He said, we're going to act on that. We're going to act on climate, immigration, border controls, U.S. Census, and other regulations. In other words, all of the regulations that Trump got off the books so American industry and businesses could survive and grow and prosper and add jobs and help the economy, they're all coming back in one form or the other. And when it comes to immigration, they are going to start specifically preserving and fortifying the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, those who came to the U.S. as children to request deferred immigration. I have no problem with that. I think anyone who came into the country as a child, and if they've been a good citizen, they should stay. But in the meantime, we've got thousands upon thousands still coming up from the South who hope they can get here in time that they will fall under some future amnesty program that Biden and other Democrats will work forward. Trump, of course, as I said, did not attend today's inauguration. That is contrary to past history, but he'd already made it clear he wasn't going to. Former Presidents Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton were there, as well as First Ladies Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, and Hillary Clinton. And the only reason Jimmy Carter wasn't there because of his age. By the way, you should know that Biden has sent out his first tweet as POTUS. His first tweet on the POTUS account: there's no time to waste when it comes to tackling the crisis we face. And that's why shortly he will arrive at the Oval Office and begin signing those executive orders to overturn and do as much as he can to advance some of the leftist socialist agendas that they want to see we live under. I want to spend the next segment reminding you of what we've accomplished and what has been accomplished under President Trump, because they'll forget it.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What has always allowed America to prevail and triumph over the great challenges of the past has been an unyielding and unashamed conviction in the nobility of our country and its unique purpose in history. We must never lose this conviction. We must never forsake our belief in America. We restored American strength at home and American leadership abroad. The world respects us again. Please don't lose that respect.
Those are the words of President Trump in a prepared remark talking about the accomplishments over his 4 years. And that stands out as a very, very big item, because he followed a president that really gave birth to Trump, when you get down to it, the sense of what was happening under Obama. And part of it had to do with where we stood on the national stage. Obama's first venture out from the States was to go to other countries and be apologetic, basically bowing before kings and apologizing for how a U.S. was in the past. That did not sit well with many Americans. And it still doesn't. And I would include in that many Democrats who do believe this nation is worthy of praise, who don't see Make America Great Again, as the left would have it demonized to say that it's being nationalistic. They would simply see it as, no, it's belief in our country. Do you think you're ever going to hear China? You ever think you're ever going to hear the Chinese leader or North Korean leader or Iranian leaders say America first, us second? You think you'll ever hear that? Of course not. They're going to be first for their country. That's understandable. And yet when Trump was starting to push that, America first, he got chastised as being nationalistic. And, of course, you got to put in there also xenophobic, anything. Biden today in his address, and in the next hour, I'm going to let you hear more of his speech today. Biden in his address talked about how he is going to protect America's future and America's security. And yet, at the same time, he is aligned with and in camp with surrounded by now those who say we don't really need no stinking borders. We can let anyone come in. We don't have to bother verifying, vetting them, even in the midst of this COVID crisis. Biden's response at this point is, well, one of the things we're going to make America safer is for every American to wear a mask for the next 100 days. Is that going to make America safer all the way around? And after that 100 days, is that going to be it, or you impose another 100 days? But aside from that, how are you going to deal with those coming up from the border? Now, the Biden camp has already sent word to these caravans, don't come yet, we're not ready. And the Biden team put out the other day, everyone in America as of January 1 that we just passed, if you're here illegally as of January 1, you will get a chance at amnesty. They're still not keeping those hordes and caravans coming from the South because they truly believe that the way things are and with people like Kamala and others around Biden, that once they get across the border, even if it comes this June, they will be given citizenship. One of the things President Trump in his statement pointed out is exactly on that point. What we have done to protect our country, especially from illegal immigration, and often among illegals, there are a lot of people that might want to do good and cause no harm, and yet they're also in there looking for violence, crime, and or to carry jihad against America. The words of President Trump.
For years, the American people pleaded with Washington to finally secure the nation's borders. I am pleased to say we answered that plea and achieved the most secure border in U.S. history. We have given our brave border agents and heroic ICE officers the tools they need to do their jobs better than they have ever done before and to enforce our laws and keep America safe. We proudly leave the next administration with the strongest and most robust border security measures ever put into place. This includes historic agreements with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, along with more than 450 miles of powerful new wall.
But what's going to happen now? Now, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary is nominated by Biden did say yesterday he could not commit that if we're going to tear down the walls, could not commit if we're going to build more. He was just being noncommittal, trying to get through the Senate approval. But we know many on the left don't think we need the walls. But I will remind you again, inside the Democrat Party, even those who were voting against Trump this time, voting for Biden, whether or not they were voting for Biden but are simply voting against Trump, they do not want open borders. They know what it's going to do to the economy and the jobs we have already and strain resources that we are already having pushed to the limit. Trump said, my whole intent while being your president is to make us strong.
We reclaimed our sovereignty by standing up for America at the United Nations and withdrawing from the one-sided global deals that never served our interests. And NATO countries are now paying hundreds of billions of dollars more than when I arrived just a few years ago. It was very unfair. We were paying the cost for the world. Now the world is helping us. And perhaps most importantly of all, with nearly $3 trillion, we fully rebuilt the American military, all made in the USA. We launched the first new branch of the United States Armed Forces in 75 years, the Space Force. And last spring, I stood at Kennedy Space Center in Florida and watched as American astronauts returned to space on American rockets for the first time in many, many years. We revitalized our alliances and rallied the nations of the world to stand up to China like never before. We obliterated the ISIS caliphate and ended the wretched life of its founder and leader, al-Baghdadi. We stood up to the oppressive Iranian regime and killed the world's top terrorist, Iranian butcher Qasem Soleimani.
In anything Trump just said, during the entire 8 years, did Obama accomplish any of those points of what Trump did in four? Standing up against NATO. Remember, he was immediately criticized. You can't go against NATO. He told them, the other nations, you either pony up some of the money that you are due, and we're not going to support it all the way, or we're out of here. NATO was actually happy he did that. And he did rebuild the American military. We still need more because it got decimated during the Obama years. And then when we come to the Mideast, look what Trump did.
We recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. As a result of our bold diplomacy and principled realism, we achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. Nobody believed it could happen. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East.
Yes, it is. And he did what had been on the books for decades through other presidents, and not one of them, including Republican presidents, moved our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Trump did. Israel has said there has been no greater friend to Israel than Donald Trump. And then the censorship which Trump has been under, which is now going to be looking at all of us in our face moving forward.
At the center of this heritage is also a robust belief in free expression, free speech, and open debate. Only if we forget who we are and how we got here could we ever allow political censorship and blacklisting to take place in America. It's not even thinkable. Shutting down free and open debate violates our core values and most enduring traditions. In America, we don't insist on absolute conformity or enforce rigid orthodoxies and punitive speech codes. We just don't do that. America is not a timid nation of tame souls who need to be sheltered and protected from those with whom we disagree. That's not who we are. It will never be who we are.
It will never be who we are under those who truly believe in the First Amendment. For those on the left who believe First Amendment rights only apply if you're saying what I tell you to say, and you only echo my remarks, well, again, those who have views that were accepted, approved under the First Amendment, you're going to be targets going forward. And yet Biden is claiming we're going to have peace. Stand by for additional.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
That's a wrap on the statements the president pre-recorded. He also made additional remarks today before boarding Air Force One. In the second hour, we're going to hear more of that. But I want you to hear that against the backdrop of the sense of his accomplishments, which we went through, which will be ignored, overturned, and so forth in the future. And there may actually come a day, although I don't know if I'm going to be around to see it, maybe my children will. Maybe grandchildren will look back on this period of time and say, yeah, there was some dissension. There were arguments, there were battles, and so forth, but the nation still survived, and look at the good that was accomplished. And Trump also had indicated that we're not done. We have a movement, and it started. And it can do that. It can move forward even without Trump at the lead. There's already talk, will there be a third party come 2024? Will the Republican Party just seem to cease to exist? The change has been radical. Trump has not been the standard Republican candidate, obviously. Neither would be those on the left, like now Vice President Harris. They do not represent the standard Democrats. They don't represent what Joe Biden has been all of his life. And he doesn't really represent them, but now he's at the helm and he's going to sit at the Oval Office, and as long as they allow him, he will carry out basically their wishes. And as I said earlier, for his part, Joe Biden in his inaugural speech today repeatedly called for unity, but at the same time demonizing fellow Americans as domestic terrorists, some. He said, now the rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism must be confronted and defeated. I would agree. I would agree with white supremacist domestic terrorism. Yes, it should be. But the problem is the label is being applied in a broad stroke against any conservative. And that is why those who carried out the attack on the Capitol the other day were not patriots, and yet the rest of America will pay for that for decades to come, and anyone under a conservative banner. And the left is already beating the drums to come after all conservatives. They've already talked about reprogramming you. They've talked about that you need to be re-educated. And there will be those who will cower, hiding from the left as if they were being sought down by, dare I say it, the SS of the Nazis. I know there will be some say, how can you compare them to the Nazis? Well, probably in the same vein that we've seen the left compare Trump to Hitler all these years. But let me give you an example. Let me just state a fact here in front of you. Michael Moore, left-wing documentary filmmaker, just made a remark about Trump. Here's what he said. This shows you the vengeful attitude that's existing. Michael Moore stating, he has just, talking about Trump, he has just left the White House for good. We the people have evicted him. I will go ahead and cancel the U-Haul. He now flies over the wreckage he has created, knowing we are not done with him. Trial, conviction, imprisonment. He must pay for his actions. He must pay for his actions. Then you got other leftist Hollywood stars coming forward who believe that their opinion is greater than yours because they're in Hollywood. Actor Jeffrey Wright, comedian Chelsea Handler, or the Lion King star Billy Eckert stating, F Trump, F his whole family, F anyone that chose to work with him, F every single Trump voter. Do you hear anything there that's encouraging healing? Biden said it, but I don't see it from many on that side. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're not going to begin with news and commentary as we usually do in the second hour, because this is an historic day. We will begin again with words and the oath from our nation's newest president. But I've got more still to come. Please stay with us.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.